never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Kind of another couple hits on the Deadpool. Young actor. Well, he's not young anymore. He was 75, but he was a kid on a show called The Rifleman, late 50s, early 60s with Chuck Connors. He was a Mickey Mouse Club guy and had some hits on the top 100 when he was a kid. Yeah, he's not a kid anymore. He's dead. But he was 75. Johnny Walker? Did I read that wrong? That sounds like
Crawford.
Crawford, that's right. We're thinking about booze because Todd drank some shards on the plane.
I'm sorry.
Don't listen to Tyler.
Don't even ask. I wanted to say the word shots, and of course it came out sharts earlier for some reason.
Say that.
Yeah.
So Todd even had a shart and a half.
Yeah. So I'm watching this interview yesterday morning.
A shart is an ounce and a half.
Right.
So one of those airplane bottles is one shart.
Okay. I said shart instead of shot. And we all struggle with words sometimes because we wake up damn early and we are burned out. That's just our life. And I saw this interview with Billy Crystal yesterday on CBS Sunday Morning, along with he's in a movie with Tiffany Haddish. She's really good.
She is.
And he plays this old comedian that she meets, and they kind of go on this adventure together. And the comedian has Alzheimer's and slowly having Alzheimer's. And then they were discussing about, is this the point it starts to go when you say shart instead of shot?
Yeah.
Because both of them, I guess Billy Crystal has some Alzheimer's in his family. You know, Billy Crystal's in his mid-late 70s, so he's doing fine now. But we've talked to, I read an article about if you forget your keys somewhere, that's not Alzheimer's. If you don't know what your keys are for,
yeah,
that's Alzheimer's. So saying shart instead of shot.
It's just hilarious.
It is. It was. It actually was hilarious. Because I didn't stutter. I just said shart.
If you don't remember what a shart is, right. Yeah, that's the problem.
Especially if it happens.
Right.
What was that?
Especially if you're in the middle of one.
You don't know you're not supposed to drink one.
Don't drink one. Do not drink one.
So Johnny Crawford passed away, as did Olympia Dukakis.
Mm-hmm. And was she just old? Was she sick?
I don't know.
Okay.
How was she related to the former presidential candidate?
Cousins, first cousins.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought they were, somehow.
Great actress. She was 90, wasn't she?
Yeah, 89, it says here, okay. But sometimes that can be off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players had Olympia Dukakis.
Who were they?
A single player had Johnny Crawford. That was Gregory the Stormtrooper.
Oh, man. Whoa.
Yeah.
Did you know what that means?
Somebody does.
I know, but...
Does Gregory know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to think.
Yeah.
The players that had Olympia Dukakis, Exploding Mexicans, I'm a Colin Cowboy, Red-Haired Reaper, Three Holes, No Waiting, TNT Scoreboard, Trolling for Toes, and Wieners and Whatnot.
Wieners and whatnot. That's a Sling Blade line, isn't it?
Whatnot.
Any leaderboard change, obviously not.
No. Still, Tyler's Tupperware turd running away with it.
Yes.
Two hits above the second place.
Yeah, it is running away. In May 3rd, too.
Amazing. Yeah, three players have 7. One player has 9.
Yeah.
Everybody else has 6.
What do you have, Craig, on this list?
Less than 6.
You do?
Okay. Yeah. Not great.
Do you have an exact number?
Yes, I do.
Are you not keeping track?
What's God of Thunder?
I do,
have?
But I yes, there is one. But
God of Thunder has 2.
That's really hard to find.
Right.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's not that easy. Yeah.
You're not winning. You were winning last year for a while, and they went right past you then.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a few laps in. You know, I got a few... win laps in.
You did. You were up.
I was ahead.
You thought you were going to win.
Speaking of laps, did you see the, there was a race over the weekend?
No, I missed it.
And it was...
NASCAR?
Or horses?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. The horses, yeah.
They ran NASCAR.
Ran horses and cars, too. But I didn't see the cars.
And the name of the race was the Bushy McBush race.
Oh, it was
that's right.
One.
That was Kansas City, right?
Yeah, it was Kansas.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it was the Kansas race.
Yeah. I love they kept it that. Bushy McBush.
Bushy McBush.
We've got Bushy McBush.
Race.
So you can guess who won?
Bush.
There you go.
Bush kid?
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
On his birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's the Bush driver?
Kyle.
Kyle Busch.
Oh. Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch.
Oh, so that wasn't the... See, I keep getting confused, because the Busch series used to be the AAA.
Yeah, I know. That's been a while.
And now it's what?
Nothing.
Something else.
Yeah. They even have a second one.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Because I think Xfinity is the main one.
I wouldn't even know that.
See,
I
don't know for sure.
Yeah.
No, Xfinity is the minor league.
Okay.
Yeah, these sponsors. Yeah,
oh, Monster is the big boys.
Sure.
Oh, it's Monster now?
I think so. I could be wrong there,
not
too.
Not Winston anymore?
I was wrong just a minute ago, so I could certainly be wrong again. Who's this
NASCAR guy's yelling at us right now? This is a shame, Todd. You and I should know this.
I know.
Okay,
with our history in NASCAR,
yeah.
And we have a history.
According to this, the big boys is just called the Cup Series.
Okay.
Oh, they don't have a major sponsor.
They don't have a title sponsor.
It used to be Monster, used to be Sprint,
but nobody came up with the cash.
Used to be Winston.
Nobody came up with the cash to get the name. Yeah.
We were into it when it was Winston.
Damn, Tommy.
And then everybody hated cigarettes.
Yeah.
So they went to Monster?
Nextel was after that. Then Sprint, then Monster.
I remember Sprint.
But yeah, no, the Xfinity is the step down. The formerly Nationwide, formerly Busch.
Kyle Busch won the Bushy McBush race.
Yes.
That's excellent.
Now, I saw that.
Is there a Busch car? A Busch beer car? Because if he doesn't drive that, that's just stupid.
I doubt that.
I know.
Because they're expensive. To sponsor a car.
No, I know.
Busch, I don't know.
I
how
mean,
much
Busch
they,
the beer. I mean, do
yeah,
they sponsor
I don't know
a
how
car?
Much they spot. Yeah, I don't know that they do that.
Are they wrapped?
Not everyone does.
No.
Well, I learned something the other day. About 5 billion pictures are taken using Snapchat's camera every day.
Snapchat,
which is you learn that and you don't care. No. But the camera is in fact racist. I did not know this, according to Snapchat engineer Bertrand St. Preux.
That's the filter that puts the little dog ears on you.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's not a filter. It's the camera
it's
itself.
Camera. Yeah.
They say that they are going to try and make it less racist with an inclusive camera. Apparently, some early digital cameras and still some have trouble detecting the faces of people with darker skin tones.
Oh, okay.
For Snapchat, the inclusive camera effort is broader than just comparing dark skin as well as light skin. It means identifying and removing biased assumptions. For instance, that smaller, thinner noses are better when automatically adjusting people's appearance. Now, Tyler, you have seen this where someone will, take a picture, then get on there and hit all these filters, this, that, and the other thing, and they will make everybody look better.
Well, the smooth-out filters, crazy.
So one of the ways they do that to make you look better, they say, is to kind of adjust your nose, make it a little bit thinner.
Oh, I know they could do that. Okay.
Yeah, those sorts of things.
Those
are called biased assumptions. So not everybody wants a thinner nose, they're saying, to make them look better. And so when automatically adjusting the appearance,
they are going
to work on things like that. They're also expanding the inclusive camera effort to other groups, ensuring that those with glasses or other assistive aids can fully use the filters. But apparently, it didn't occur to me that these things would be racist.
I got a good, decent-sized schnoz. I don't use Snapchat, though. So.
It probably would.
I really don't care, though.
My head
is so huge that if my nose was smaller, that wouldn't be cool.
So they probably have
my
a formula.
My nose fits perfectly on my big noggin.
What they think is the perfect face.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, we got those. Right, that's pretty obvious.
And to make it symmetrical.
Duh.
They do, actually, yeah.
I'll tell you how you look old, no matter how old you are. Saturday, it was the prom, my daughter's prom, and it was about just five girls went. We went over to the one lady's house to get the pictures taken. And when you're standing next to 17-year-old girls, you look old.
Oh.
I've noticed that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, I only got a picture taken with my daughter, not with the rest of them. That would have been creepy.
There's a difference in old and creepy.
There's an extra dad here. When they get in there. You know.
No, no, it's okay. He's got one here. It's
yeah,
fine.
That's right. I brought
one. Don't call the cops.
I brought one, right.
How come you've got two dads?
Yeah, they had a prom. It was outside, too, that on the turf of their high school's practice football field, on the turf.
So no heels.
My daughter said she had to change. But it wasn't. It was artificial turf.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the DJ was right there by the stands. And she said she sent some photos. It actually worked out pretty well. Because Saturday night, it was beautiful here. The wind died down.
Oh,
it was just gorgeous outside.
Yes, it was perfect. So, yeah, lovely.
And that's too bad that they had to have it outside. But it actually worked out pretty well for him.
And Kevin Harvick drives the Busch Light car.
All right.
Oh, there is one. Right.
And he took second in the Bushy McBush race.
There is one. Yeah. I had no idea.
We don't, but our listeners do.
Good.
And they're all yelling at the radio.
Of course they are. That's why we ask.
At our ignorance of NASCAR, when in fact we used to follow that sport.
Yes, we did.
Just like baseball.
I still follow baseball. I just don't follow NASCAR anymore. Because it just goes around in circles.
A lot of people used to follow NASCAR more than they do.
Yeah, you're right. It's not just us. It's not just us.
Trend.
Yeah. Early 90s, in the mid-90s, it peaked. It was huge.
I stopped watching.
And then people realized, it's still the same thing. It's a race.
They started kneeling. They were against America.
I stopped watching when they got rid of the Confederate flag last year.
That's another good reason.
I said, it's cancer culture.
I found Saturday afternoon, much like golf and NASCAR,
the
draft is really good for
snapping.
Falling asleep, too.
The draft is total nap time. Yeah.
Everybody was gone.
Right.
I was laying on the couch, kind of drifting in. And I was like, just turn on the draft. Yeah, I was out. Yeah. I was out.
Do you have the big soccer news?
Well, is it just soccer news or is it big soccer news?
Oh, it's big soccer news.
I don't want to do big soccer news unless it's big soccer news.
I
just don't want to do soccer news.
Knocking the game out yesterday?
They canceled the game.
Which they one? Did. They knocked the game. Well, they didn't cancel
the
it.
Match.
They postponed it. A match.
Oh, because they're shooting fireworks into the stands?
Well, they were protesting. That was part of a protest.
Why were they protesting?
They were protesting the owners of the club,
Manchester
United.
Yeah. Yeah.
They happen to be Americans.
Right.
They also own Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Yeah, the Glazer family.
Buccaneers.
That's right.
And they were built. Well, it was part of the Super League that they were trying to put together. The European soccer was trying to put together a Super League of the best teams.
I knew that.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Well, it pissed off the consumers. Pissed off the fans.
They don't want a Super League.
No. They pissed them off.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
And so they were protesting that.
But I thought the Super League already died.
They did, but they were protesting the fact that they would even do it in the first place.
So they canceled their own game. They showed up the
right. Yes,
and they couldn't even see their own team play.
Now the Super League,
they were shooting
thing,
flares into the stands,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Give me an NFL analogy of the Super League thing. They would have taken like a 10 best teams from the NFL and put them in a different league.
No. If there were NFL leagues around the world,
okay.
Yeah,
then it would be taking the best of each of those leagues.
Yeah, like Madrid would be on the same with Manchester. Yeah, they'd all be in the same thing, right?
Yeah, well,
yeah.
What I read about it is it sounded like the small market teams would have gotten squeezed out.
And well, not just in Europe, all over the world. We would have still sucked, though, America. We suck at soccer.
We would not have been involved in it.
No.
Because we don't have a team.
We don't have a team, We're not even represented.
No, we don't.
We don't have a team.
No.
No, there's the national team, but that's not what they're talking about.
I know. Professional teams. I get it.
They weren't talking about that.
Speaking of Buccaneers, did you see douchebag Brady's outfit at the race? Jesus. And see that booth with just a bunch of everything about that booth I hated. I mean, everybody looked just like him, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, the best meme.
All young studs, you know, with all hats on, douchebags.
The best meme I saw of Brady on Saturday was
Toontown
showed up to destroy Roger Rabbit in Toontown.
Now your boy,
and it was spot.
That
on.
Was a great. That was a great meme.
It was. You go side by side. He could have been in the movie.
I'm already hating on him again. I rooted for him for one game against the Chiefs.
Wasn't your boy at the Derby too?
Yes, he was. Shailene Woodley. She was there. Yeah,
that's a yearly thing. Him and six other dudes. They always go to the Derby.
Yep. He had a Broncos jersey on, too.
And then straight to Denver.
Yep. What are they talking about out there? Are they happy if he might become the Denver? I still think that he's going to kiss and make up because they're not going to trade him.
No, I think they're going to dig in.
They're going to dig in, but I think I hope he has the balls to dig in himself.
He has the money to dig in.
Yeah, he does. If he goes back with his tail tucked between his legs, he didn't get anything.
I mean,
he didn't get anything.
It broke on Saturday that they said he's fully ready to just hang it up. He would rather hang it up than go back.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only leverage he has right now.
Really, it is. Right. Right. Yeah.
Quit talking and do it.
Yeah, quit. He wants to still play. Yeah. He's obviously great.
What is it about Green Bay quarterbacks? Because, you know, Favre took us through the drama for 3-4 years.
Well, I think it's because of the organization.
It could be.
Yeah.
The Favre thing was different than this.
It was different, but
pushed Favre out when he didn't need to.
But
no, he pushed himself out.
It looks like Rodgers could push himself out too.
The organization itself has always been very conservative.
Right.
They're not the team that will just go all in for a 2 or 3 year window right now.
Yeah, don't you hate that with Tampa? Like what Tampa Bay did to win a Super Bowl and maybe
exactly.
two? Right.
Exactly. They've never been that team.
No.
And a guy gets to be 37, 38 years old going, I only got a few years left.
Won the MVP.
I want to win a championship, and if you guys aren't all in, I'm out.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like they're taking the 1968 approach.
The Packers won a championship, too. That's what I never got about that, you know? Yeah.
They've never been willing to leverage the future for the now. And that's exactly what's happening again.
Yeah. Well, just freaking quit already. Except don't take the Jeopardy job. I don't want you to take the Jeopardy job.
They act
job.
Like that's his job to take, too.
I know.
It's like the Jeopardy. That's what's crazy about this. Every sports show, every radio show, every TV show acts like that's just his job. If he wants it, he has the Jeopardy.
It's a foregone conclusion if Aaron Rodgers wants to host Jeopardy, by God, he'll host Jeopardy. Right. No, I don't think that's the case.
And plus, it doesn't give them the adulation that football does. Come on. He walks on a set and answers questions to nerds. That's not what you get when you show up in an NFL stadium with crowds and people cheering your athletic ability. No way.
Well, and even he said, "What Jeopardy? That job is like 40-some days a year. They only tape like 40 days a year. You've still got a lot of free time on your hands after that.
Right. And you could hold that job for a long
time.
Well,
you can. They want to make that job.
You can.
Be longer. We'll find out.
Yeah, but they would hire him, and then he'd turn into a little bitch, or he already is. But he
the funny part about
it, he bitch about something.
The funny part about him being the Jeopardy host, you're the only one that watches that stupid show.
Yeah.
And you would just hate life every day. We don't care. None of us watch Jeopardy.
No, the thing to watch will be after, I think it was.
You'd have to watch Rodgers every day. You got him off the Packers, but he's on your favorite TV show.
I think they said it's June 1st. Like after June 1st,
the salary cap thing,
something
right?
changes, yeah. and they could save a whole bunch more money off of this year's salary cap. So that might be when their tune changes.
Yeah, I mean, all teams have to dig in right away. At least publicly, you got to say that, right? We'll see. The intrigue continues.
And if he did say me or the GM, I say goodbye to the GM.
And I'd forgotten that LD was a Packer fan. We haven't seen LD in
Bronco.
Bronco fan in about a year. And LD said last night in that chain of text, we're all on with some Tony and Luke. He'll get a Rodgers Bronco jersey tomorrow.
Yes, he will. I'm sure.
And wear it in here someday.
Well, picking up old quarterbacks has been okay for him.
I know.
I mean, it's worked out in the past.
Yeah. Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
So ESPN's Mel Kiper Jr. said that Pittsburgh had the worst draft class. Does that matter?
No, I brought this up earlier.
Oh, okay.
Because I looked at another website, another major sports website, on yesterday. The Vikings, the Packers, and the Steelers all got A's on this site. So I looked at this morning, so Kiper gave him a C+. I thought, well, no. I said, well, those guys are sports guys, too, and they said A. So whatever.
Does it? Yeah.
I don't, whatever.
Does it, even if you don't get a good class, does it matter a lot?
Well, no. That's,
I guess you can get around it. It depends on what you've
that's
got.
That's what he's thinking. He thinks that they probably didn't need that. Well, they think they needed that. So who's in the room?
Here's how I grade the 2021 NFL draft. I wait till 2025,
right.
And then I find out, that guy's still in the league.
That was a pretty good draft. That's what I do, too. Yeah.
To be fair, we can say that, but at the same time, we don't look back to the 5 years ago draft and go,
An announcer brings it up and he's doing a game.
I guess that turned out all
but
right.
But that's what they should do. Look back 4 years ago at your draft. How many guys are still in the league? How many guys are starting?
How many guys that made that decision do you still employ?
Right.
They showed a little clip video of the dude that had the bong gas mask from 5 years ago. They showed that again on the ESPN.
Larry Tunsil.
Yeah, they did a promo about the draft, and they show that. And then they say, he goes, well, you learn from your mistakes the day he was drafted. Now, didn't you say he's one of the best linemen for the Dolphins right now? Yeah. Got a big contract.
In the league.
We'd almost killed that kid.
It turns out that was probably family. Messing with him, getting at him, pissed at him for something.
Really?
They posted that picture from like 5 years prior.
Jesus.
Wow.
I was just afraid that gas mask full of weed was going to kill him.
Yeah, you would be. Yeah, you would be for sure.
NFL.com gives the Steelers draft an A, so you can.
I don't care either way. Easy. Yeah, yeah. I saw Kuiper. I said, well, whatever. You know, I'm not going to.
Actually, all of our teams got A's or A-.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, so.
But again, you're right. Go to a different website.
Right.
That sucked.
Yeah, we don't know who drives the Bush car in the Cup Series, but we remember Larry Tunsil of the University of Mississippi was it Mississippi State?
The bong?
Oh, yeah.
Bong mask?
The gas mask.
Well, that's important stuff right there.
And that was 4 years ago?
He's been four or five years ago, yeah.
At least. Yeah, because he signed a new deal, I believe.
Well, he got traded.
Have you guys done that? Right. Have you smoked weed that way ever?
Out of a gas mask?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It just looks like the smoke would be just right around your eyes the whole time. I mean, right there.
I think you got little goggles on. I'm not against it.
Well, the goggles, but the whole mask was full of weed.
Yeah.
So it would go in your goggles. And weren't his eyes all
cloudy
too? Can't tell.
There's always the option when you're sucking the weed in to close your eyes. There's always that option.
So since you were in a legal weed state for the weekend, Todd, did you do some legal weed?
I did.
Good. And then you stopped it before you came home, right?
Absolutely.
That's the way it works.
I keep hearing.
This is the good life here. No weed in Nebraska.
And everybody goes through the same security system.
Yep.
I keep hearing about these amnesty boxes at DIA. If you got weed that you forgot about.
And you had never seen those even before?
No.
Even before COVID?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. So you haven't seen one yet?
There's two sections of where you go through security, and I usually go through the south end.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen one. I keep reading about them. Oh, yeah,
you do go through the south end. I've noticed
box
that.
Yeah. DIA. Well, I've never seen one.
Did you walk up with somebody with a big bag of weed and say, hey, "Where do I put this?"
No. I bet you they get that.
You didn't fly home with any, did you?
No.
Okay. I know you don't. Yeah. You know.
I'm good.
Save that for driving home.
Right.
There's no weed in Nebraska. It kills kids. We all know that. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.